So I'm having a lot of feelings right now. Jesus Christ, it like hit me as soon as I hit record. I'm like tearing up already. Wowee. Good feelings, don't worry, good feelings. I'm driving home right now, so if you hear, you know, driving noises, that's why. I saw a performance tonight. It was kind of a conglomeration of things. It was music and physical theater and dance and some like lighting, like light show type stuff. It was a whole bunch of things, kind of just like an end of the year shebang for a part of the department, I guess. And I was about to buy my ticket when one of my friends just saw me about to buy a ticket, and then he was like, "Oh, are you getting that for tonight's show?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was part of the people who, I don't know, I think he like helped make the pamphlet or something like that, and he just like called over to the guy in the box office and he was like, "Yo, Jared's not his real name, but he was like, "Yo, Jared, just can you give her my comp ticket?" And so then I got into the show for free, and granted, it wasn't super expensive, it was like $15, but it was so unexpectedly kind of him, and I didn't expect it. I mean, I guess that's what that means, but like, it's not like we're super, super close friends, it's just like that we're friends, we're more than acquaintances, we're definitely friends, but we're not like super, super close, and he just got me a comp ticket, just because he saw me there, and it felt so lucky, and so simple, and so nice. And then I went into the theater, and I sat down in a seat, and I was going to the show alone, because I just wanted to see some nice theater, and also a lot of my friends are involved in the actual performing of the show, so I wanted to support them. And so I kind of was just sitting by myself in this like empty little spot in the theater, and then he didn't see me sitting there, the guy that got me the comp ticket, but he himself was planning on sitting in one of the balconies of the theater, because the balconies are closed. Like, there weren't going to be used for these performances, but he has, like, keys to fucking everywhere, because, I don't know, he has connections. And so he texted me, and he was like, "Hey, come sit in the balcony with me," and with, like, two of his other friends. And I know that probably meant, like, nothing at all to him. I know that it was probably just, like, a random thing, like, he knew I was there, so why not invite me? But to me, it meant so much, because people don't really do things, I mean, no, people definitely do things for me, but he, like, just, like, considered me randomly, like, the fact that he thought of me and randomly invited me to go up and sit with him whenever I, like, wasn't even in his sight lines, like, that kind of blew my mind, because he's... Okay, sorry, I had to, like, put my phone away from my face, because I was passing next to... There was a copper out. But he's, again, like, he's just not a super, super, duper close friend. He's just kind of a pretty good friend. And I don't have best friends in real life. I have a lot of close online connections, and I've talked about that in one of my ASMR videos in particular. I think I've kind of touched on it in a lot of them, but, like, I had shitty experiences in high school, and it traumatized me. Like, I acknowledge it now. I have a lot of trust issues, and whenever I got to college, I mean, I didn't let myself form any close connections, and still to this day I generally don't let myself form super close connections with people. I always kind of back out whenever I start getting close to someone, and I don't go to parties and I don't have parties, and I'm just like a really good acquaintance to most people. I'm a good classmate, and I'm nice, and I like to leave it at that. And I don't have any single close friend in real life. Not one. Literally, actually, not one. And so whenever people do things like that for me, it just makes me feel so grateful. And right now I'm just feeling like the universe has blessed me because the show was really, really good too. The show was so nice, and I got to see so many of my friends perform really, really beautiful art. And I've been so heavily involved in shows myself lately that I feel like I haven't been able to kind of indulge in that, like, selfless act of watching someone else perform. And God, I missed it. And it felt so good to see my friends up there doing really, really well. And it felt so good to be sitting next to a friend and to be considered by them, to be invited to sit with them. And one of my books came in the mail today and it made me really excited. And God, as soon as I got in my car afterwards, I was just bursting with emotion and I couldn't hold it in, and I just needed to talk about it with someone, so I'm talking about it with my phone. I was invited to go out afterwards with my friends too, but I opted not to because I have 2 essays to write tonight. And it's late. It's about 10. It's about 10 p.m. and I have 2 essays to write. And it's gonna be hell. You guys just heard me, like, ugly cry in my car. So I hope you didn't mind that. I don't know where I'm gonna post this, if it's gonna be just for my patrons or if it's gonna be for everyone. Fuck it. It's gonna be for everyone. I'm really happy. And I'm really grateful. And I think if you're listening to this, probably not today, because it's probably too late, depending on where you are in the world and, you know, your personal schedule. But at your earliest convenience, I urge you to do some random act of kindness for someone else. Whether it's inviting them to sit with you or buying them, you know, their lunch, or just sitting next to them whenever you're in a room with lots of seats, just choose to sit next to them, because you never know how much what you do might really brighten someone else's day up. So, yeah. Make someone happy today.